This is coming from maps that have been done a long number of years ago as well, all over County Sligo, all over the country, but in County Sligo, what I'd be concentrating on, especially in rural County Sligo, even seeing myself, where I come from in Gertching, you know, there's a 1 in 100 year chance of flooding. And because of this, and because they have the maps out showing this type of thing, you know, that people can't get insurance on their houses, and it'll never happen. These things will never happen. They won't happen. Like, and it's really scandalous to think that, you know, these maps are out now, and they're incorrect in a lot of cases, and they're preventing development. And that's completely wrong. And I don't know why these statutory bodies like this, you know, and some of the type of, some of what they have done and what they have said about rivers and drains and where they're flowing completely the opposite way. So I don't know how this can stand up, but it's standing up because their submissions are coming in here against zoning for residential development because they perceive them to be in a floodplain, and even if they're close to it. And I have a few issues that will be coming up later in the meeting, that they have said that some sites are in floodplains in some of our smaller towns and villages, and they're not in them at all. So I can't understand how their submissions can stand up when they're incorrect.
And it feels like maybe some of these dated opinions on floodplains, that's something you're trying to target today, because you have an obligation in terms of this development plan to get more housing for people out there. And this is one aspect you can't target.
I think that's what it's all about. What we're trying to do as a council and as councillors is zone as much land as possible to give more the opportunity to develop that. And that's going to create homes, you know, for people that badly need them. Even council homes, you know, we've a big council list as well. We're trying to entice, you know, some of our younger people who have moved away and now they're trying to settle down, come back and settle down and maybe raise their family where they came from themselves and send them to the local school and have them playing with the local club. And you know, this, in most cases, they feel it's safer to do that because they know where they're from, they know where they are at all times. And that's really what we're trying to do today. We're not trying to go against, you know, the council and the planners and some of the different statutory bodies. But, I mean, again, when we see this false information coming in here in front of us and it's prohibiting, you know, development for what I'm talking about, like, you know, you just can't stand for it.